You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, back with the shellac and ready to spin another hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. This is the Juke in the Back, your weekly source for the building blocks of rock and roll. This week, let's lay down the rhythm and blues sound that's all around with one of the unsung heroes of early R&B, one of the most influential cats to come out of Detroit, talking about William Edward John, better known to the world by his great big voice, and it was his small stature that earned him the name Little Willie John. Now, I'm sure everybody knows something about Little Willie John. You certainly know his big 1956 number one R&B smash, Fever. But what about beyond that? Willie has a deep, deep catalog, full of straight-out blues, rhythm and blues, and even successful stabs at the pop field. His tenor voice was powerful, and his phrasing was unique and influential. Willie John was born on November 15, 1937, in Cullendale, Arkansas, one of 10 children. Mertis Sr., Willie's father, moved the family up to Detroit in 1941 for a job, and that's where the John family settled. Oh, and speaking of the John family, I've got some interview clips with Mabel John, Willie's older sister, that I'll play later on in the show, so we can get a real feeling for who Little Willie John was. Willie's son, Kevin John, helped Susan Whittall write a book called Fever, A Fast Life, Mysterious Death, and the Birth of Soul, published by Titan Books. The book gives great detail on Willie's personal life, his family, touring, recording his classic songs, and of course, all the mystery surrounding his death. Also, it has a good in-depth recollection of Willie's final recordings made before he entered prison in 1966. We'll talk a little more about that later on in the show. Let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back tribute to Little Willie John with a song that's thought by most to be his first recording, a cover of Titus Turner's classic, All Around the World. But in reality, Little Willie John's first recording came out in late 1953. It was called Mommy, What Happened to Our Christmas Tree? And it was released on the Prize label in time for Christmas, 53. It was Henry Glover, A&R man and record producer for Cincinnati's King Records, that was drawn in by Willie's fabulous voice and vocal control. He heard something really special in Willie's voice and got him signed to King Records. In early 1955, in New York City at Belltone Studios, Glover got together some of the best musicians working in New York at the time, like guitarist Mickey Baker, who would become one of the most influential guitar players of all time and be the Mickey in Mickey and Sylvia, who had a hit with Love is Strange a few years later. Willis Gator Tail Jackson plays saxophone on this tune. The great boogie-woogie pianist champion Jack Dupree is on this. Ivan Raleigh was on bass, and Calvin Eagle Eye Shields was banging those skins. The way the story goes is that Titus Turner had just released the song All Around the World on the Wing label that very day. Henry Glover played the record for Little Willie John, and Willie snapped, "I can do better than that." Glover changed the arrangement around from the original record, and in July of 1955, King released it, and Little Willie John was on the charts, topping out at number 5 on the R&B lists with his very first hit record. Here's Little Willie John getting it on to the break of dawn with All Around the World. I'm Matt the Cat. This is the Juke in the Back.
Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits and groceries, eggs and poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. All around the world, I'd rather be a fly. I light on my baby and stay with her till I die. With a toothpick in my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch and run through the jungle fighting lions with a switch. Of course, you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I Lisa was a man. All around the world I got blisters on my feet, trying to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you don't run into me, woman, you ain't got no sense. Of course, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I love you, baby. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits ain't groceries, eggs ain't poultries, and Mona Lisa was a man. Forget, lost all my money, my woman and my pet. I got to have your baby, settle for nothing less. Give up all my good time girls and set for happiness. Of course you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I want you, baby. Yes, your smiling face is my heavenly light. I need someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need for someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. When the night begins and until it ends, I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, I need your love so bad. So give it up and bring it home to me, or write it on a paper so it can be read to me. Tell me you love me and stop driving me mad, 'cause I need your love so bad. I need a soft voice that will talk to me at night. Bring it home to me. I need your love so bad. Oh, I need your love so bad.
Little Willie John. A song released in late 1955, it charted in early 1956. Need Your Love So Bad. Just like All Around the World, it too went to number 5 on the R&B lists. And both of those songs are straight up rhythm and blues, and man, I'll tell you, they're some of my favorite Little Willie John songs of all time. Early in his career, Little Willie was featured as an R&B and a straight up blues singer. That would change as time went on. But Willie's roots lie in the church and singing with his family group. His older sister, Mabel John, who was one of the first artists in the early days of Motown Records, and a successful songwriter and artist in her own right, spoke to my friend and fellow DJ Steve Propes. He asked her about Willie's sound and where it came from. And he talked about Mabel's early work with Berry Gordy Jr. You can hear Steve Propes host his weekly 45 show on WPMD and on rocketradio.net.
Now, the start of Berry Gordy's career as a songwriter, at least a successful songwriter, was the song Reet Petit Jackie Wilson. Now, I note similarities between Jackie Wilson and Little Willie John. They had the high tenor sound to them.
Right.
Sort of.
They're the pioneers.
Yeah. What was that about? Why was that so popular? And it was the biggest thing in Detroit in the early 50s, wasn't it?
I think it had to do with a lot of quartets, church quartets singing in groups, and, you know, they were hams in plain English.
Yeah.
They were unique. They didn't mind showing that they were flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were more reserved, and they just didn't care. They would experiment with a note until it broke their back. And it was a real funny thing between Jackie Wilson and my brother. They loved each other dearly. But if they did a show together, it was Willie and Jackie Wilson's show. If Jackie did the first show, when it was time for the second show after Willie had performed, Jackie Wilson became very ill, and he never did a second show with Willie. And we had a real big joke about it. He said, I'm not going back on. He said, now, you know, I'll go on. I'm going to do everything I'm going to do for sure. And I am sick for the second show. And they were both very unique in their own way.
They sure were.
And had their own following.
They influenced people that came along later. They influenced the sound of Marv Johnson, Smokey Robinson,
That's
and
right.
the rest of them.
That's right. And even Stevie Wonder.
My little girl is a country girl. My little girl is a country girl. She means more to me than anything in the world. She fixed my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fix them right on time. Lunch and dinner, fix them right on time. Glad to be back home with that little girl of mine. That's why I'm glad to be back home at last. Oh, I'm glad to be back home at last. Around 6:45. Yes, I roll in the station around 6:45. Should have seen my baby's face to see my train arrive. It made me feel so good to walk in the door.
Great Little Willie John with Home at Last, a song that charted to number 6 on the R&B lists in early 1956. In April 1956, Little Willie John was back in the studio again, this time in Cincinnati, to record not only the biggest song of his career, but one of the most identifiable songs in early rock and roll, Fever. The tune was co-written by Eddie Cooley and Otis Blackwell, who sometimes wrote under the name John Davenport. And the way the story goes, the first time Willie heard the song, he didn't like it, but soon he would put his mark on it. But it's not just Willie's amazing, sexually charged voice that makes this tune, although it is amazing that he was only 19 years old when he recorded it. What makes this song stand out even more is the musical arrangement, the way the saxophones sort of walk beside Willie as he's singing the tune, the way the guitar sets the mood by chiming every once in a while, and the hand claps and the finger snaps round it out. We think the song was recorded on April 1st, 1956, in Cincinnati, with John Thomas on piano and Bill Jennings on guitar. Edwin Conley played bass, and Edison Gore was on the drums. And it's the twin saxes of Ray Felder and Rufus Gore that round out the tune. But that's not the whole story. Rocket Radio's Lane Quigley scored an interview with Otis Williams of The Charms. And this is what Otis Williams had to say about a song that went to number one on the Rhythm and Blues airplay, sales, and jukebox lists, as well as crossing over to number 24 on the pop charts. Fever.
Willie was a little bitty guy. He was about 5'4", 5'5", nice-looking kid. He had a beautiful voice. It was just a natural voice. He didn't have to work at singing. I mean, I used to awe at watching him sing. He was a little oddball. I picked up a song called Fever. Somebody had written a song, and I picked it out of the stack that they let us look at. And I went to California. I left it here, and I told Sid I'd do it when I got back. So I came back from California, and Willie had the song, getting ready to go in and record the song. And I said, well, I asked Sid, I said, well, what's he doing with my song, man? And I had already arranged it. I said, what's he doing with the song? He said, well, he needed something to sing, and he was in town, and we decided he picked that song out of the group. And I said, well, all right, let him go ahead and do the song. I said, he said, why don't you guys do the song behind him? So I said, okay. So Henry Glover and I sat down at the piano, and we pretty much, on top of the arrangements that I had vocally, we did the bass pattern for it. Dun, 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 dun. And then we put the hand clapping in, and we put the finger popping in. And most people don't even know that's voices back there, but that's us.
Give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't know. Give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away, take these arms I'll never use, and just believe. Say you give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night, my eyes light up when you call my name, 'cause I know treat me right, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Derek Justman, Scott Moeller, Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
No greater need. So baby, can't you see? You must do something for me. I'll never sleep awake tonight unless you come over and treat me right. I'll be in till you do something for me. Something like dimming the light and holding me tight till I hear my poor heart to pound. Something like teasing me and squeezing me till my tumbling down. Give me your life, darling, give me your heart. Make me now believe we'll never part. I'll be in misery till you do something for me. Till you do something for me. Something like dimming the lights and holding me tight till I hear my poor heart to pound. Something like teasing me and squeezing me till my
this is Little Willie John of King Records, and you're in tune with the times and in time with the tunes on radio.
Talk to me. Talk to me. The many ways you speak of love.
John, the feature this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your host, Matt the Cat, and Talk to Me brought Little Willie John back to the charts in the spring of 1958. It scored an impressive number 5 and is probably his second most remembered tune of his career. On that song, you also hear a stylistic change. King Records was trying to market Little Willie John more to the pop audience, and you can certainly hear the pop influence with those backup singers. It certainly worked, but I'm one of those guys who prefers Willie's raw sound, his early R&B sound. Up next, a tune that charted in the fall of 1958, but was actually recorded back in 1956, so it's got that early sound. It went to number 12 for King Records and Little Willie John. Here's Tell It Like It Is.
I love you, darling, for 100 years. And my falling tears, tell it like it is. Take my hand, girl, and walk with me. Make my soul feel heaven. I just can't help it, pretty baby. My grave too.
of your bone.
Little Willie John from the summer of 1959 with a big number 13 R&B record and Leave My Kitten Alone, a very influential song as the Beatles recorded it in 1964 intending to put it on their LP Beatles for Sale, but it was left off.
You better leave.
Still, you can hear Little Willie John's influence on the Beatles. And John Lennon singing lead on that is definitely channeling Little Willie's R&B growl. Up next, let's hear Little Willie John's older sister, Mabel John, speaking with Rocket Radio's Steve Propes. This time she talks about her younger brother and the business side of making music. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm featuring Little Willie John on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
In the early years, you know, we didn't know really about the importance of being a writer. Willie just wanted to sing. He would give you all of the lyrics to a song, or change all the lyrics you gave him, and sing it and do it better than the teacher. Because he was unique that way. And he never cared whether his name appeared on anything or not. That wasn't important to him. That's where I came in. About 25 years ago, I told him, I'm going to start a company. We're going to copyright our own material. I'm going to see to it that you stop letting other people just put their names on and leave your name off. Because this is a credit. You need this.
Mm-hmm.
But it never meant really anything to him until later when my brother Murtis and myself, you know, started writing with him and kind of sensing him into it. He finally got to the point, he says, you learn it, you do it. When you're tired of traveling, you go home and do it.
When you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling and I'm shaking. And when you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart stops though and the stink bottles dance. And I'm panting and I'm shaking. And I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strong as in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like you took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Well, the sun rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I like a neighbor's wreck, I'm all shook up. And that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king, and Little Willie John was back on top of the world during the spring of 1958. His hit Talk to Me landed dead smack in the middle of the Rhythm and Blues Top 10. If you took that record and flipped it over, you'd have a song that hit kind of close to home to Little Willie John, Spasms. You see, Willie John had suffered from seizures ever since childhood. And baby, you're giving him spasms. Little Willie John with this week's Great 78.
When I saw your smiling face, said, without your love, I'd soon be dead. I said, ooh, please save me from going crazy, 'cause you're giving me spasms, baby. Oh, what a fit I always get when you touch my shaking hand. Going crazy. Oh,
got the feeling you squeeze me tighter and I hit the ceiling. I said, ooh.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
This is Little Willie John, and I'd like to thank you very much for making my latest recording, Flamingo, on King Records, your pick hit of the week.
Speak of passion and die.
Ah Flamingo, showcasing Little Willie John's vocal diversity from 1961. It was a hit for Duke Ellington back in 1941, and it was a song that Little Willie John had sang throughout his career. By the late 50s and early 60s, King Records was adding the strings and really trying to get Willie John to cross over into the pop market. That song showed that Willie had the chops to do so. Man, he could sing anything. His phrasing is impeccable. He's like a black Frank Sinatra on that record. But you know, the early 60s were a bittersweet time for Little Willie John. On the upside, he had married a wonderful woman and started a family, having two sons, Kevin and Keith. On the downside, the hit stopped coming. He increased his drinking, his drug taking. He was touring constantly, away from his family. Up next, Take My Love, I Want to Give It All to You. His 17th and final rhythm and blues charting record. Several of those records had crossed over into the pop charts. This one went out at number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts, which is the same position that All Around the World had come on the R&B charts 6 years earlier. Let's go back to the summer of 1961. Here's Little Willie John with Take My Love, I Want to Give It All to You. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back. Fantastic song, a big number 5 record from 1961, his last charting rhythm and blues tune. That's Little Willie John, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, with Take My Love, I Want to Give It All to You. At this point, the hit stopped coming for Willie John, and his King Records contract ended in 1963. In 1966, Little Willie John was convicted of manslaughter and sent to Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla. But before going there, he cut what was supposed to be his comeback album. And what a collection of songs it was. The sessions were produced at Capitol Records Studio A by David Axelrod. The arrangements were done by the great H.B. Barnum. The backing band consisted of many of L.A.'s famed Wrecking Crew, including Arthur Wright, Earl Palmer, Jim Horn, and Carole Kaye. The short sessions were held in February of 1966 and only lasted a few days. Willie John had finally gotten the pop treatment he so rightly deserved. Unfortunately, Capitol decided to shelve the recordings. They felt with him going off to prison, it was probably not a great time to relaunch his career. And this album remained unissued until 2008, when Kent Records from the UK put it out as 1966. So let's go out the way Little Willie John went out, with one of his final recordings, Never Let Me Go. Little Willie John died on May 26, 1968. The official cause of death was a heart attack while at the Washington State Penitentiary. But much mystery surrounds his death. Find out more about that in the book Fever, A Fast Life, Mysterious Death, and the Birth of Soul, written by Susan Whittall with the help of Willie's son, Kevin John. It's published by Titan Books. And I want to thank Kevin John and Susan Whittall for all the great information contained in that book that helped me put together this show. I'd also like to thank Rocket Radio DJs Steve Propes and Lane Quigley for supplying the interviews heard on this week's show. And if you dug the sounds you heard on the program, please go out there and discover more of Little Willie John's great music. And if you ever wondered what Little Willie John would have sounded like in the soul era and beyond, here's your answer. From 1966, here's Never Let Me Go, Little Willie John. Remember, cats and kittens, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back. Goodbye, everybody.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.